Proverbs for the day, August the 16th, Proverbs 16, verses 18 to 20. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Well, we find in this passage of Scripture, a classic passage, sometimes it's misquoted. You may have, and I may have misquoted at times, where people say a pride goeth before a fall. And it's kind of an abbreviation, but it says pride goeth before destruction, ready, and in haughty spirit before a fall. Let's look at the three verses. First of all, let's look at verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. The first thought is this, before it is too late. Before it is too late. What do you mean? Well, hindsight is often too late. There are some things in life when hindsight helps you. You know, they always say hindsight is 20/20. In other words, looking back on the thing. But there's a lot of things that we need to deal with before it's too late. Before it's too late. For example, let's take the verse for what it says, okay? Pride goeth before destruction. Well, destruction would be too late. It'd be too late. Okay? Let's put it in the natural realm of doing things. Whether it be mechanical, whether it be with livestock, whether it be in the kitchen, ladies, whether it be cleaning materials, whether it be driving a car, whether it be operating machinery, just whatever it is. Destruction is too late. Destroying it is too late. And so what we have to understand here is this, is pride goeth before destruction and haughty spirit before a fall. And before, look, before. Well, before it is too late. We need to understand, we need to be aware of pride and haughtiness in our lives, in ourself, in our mind, before it is too late. Destruction is too late. A fall can be disastrous. There are some falls, if in the context here, that's a fall, that it's deadly. So what do we have to do? We've got to recognize pride. We've got to recognize a haughty spirit. And haughty is basically the next level up from pride. It's arrogant and lofty, and it's pride with contempt. If we're not careful, that can happen because of intellect. It might be happened because of your race, that you think, you know, your position in life or in the world. It might happen because of education. It might be happening because of money. I'm just going to tell you, it might happen because of achievements. It might happen because of your country you belong to. If it's pride, it ain't good. If there's a haughty spirit in it, it ain't good. Before it's too late, recognize it. You know what amazes me? It amazes me that so many people will not even entertain the idea that this is possible for a believer. Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. The modern thing, for example, here in the United States of America, is to take all the pressure off the individual and put it on the corporate. And even the believers today, all they want to talk about is the corporate, the corporate, the corporate. The corporate is made up of individuals. And regardless of what happens to the corporate, God is going to deal with you as an individual. And so if you want to do your part for the corporate, do right as an individual. And if you want to do right by yourself, do right as an individual and quit using the other for an excuse. You know, it doesn't matter how foolish or uninformed or misinformed somebody else is or some other group are or the other crowd. It doesn't matter. That can lead to pride. It can move over into a haughty spirit. And if ever there was one, there's a haughty spirit today in the neo-fundamentalist type of thing that they are so much better than the generation before them. And they're so much more loving and charitable. And that's not the truth. And that has to be really guarded against before it is too late. And then he leads right into verse 19, where he says, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Before it is too late. Secondly, it's best to stay low. Keep your head down, troop, is what they're going to tell you in combat. Keep it down. Stay low. Keep a low profile. If you want to be able to hit somebody hard coming through the line or playing rugby, or if it happens to be an encounter where you need to defend someone or yourself, you better get down low and do something about it. Stay low. In life, take the low road. You know, our Savior was lowly. You say, well, He's coming back like a lion. You're not coming back like a lion. He is. And He's not back yet. And if you're not careful, you will bring reproach upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by allowing some pride and some haughtiness to creep in. Because here He says, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. The proud spoil is now. It is vain. It is temporary. It will end up being empty. But they get the spoil now, the proud do. If you're not careful, you'll think the battle is with the proud right now, the people who are winning in life outwardly. But that's not the case. It's okay, preacher man. It's okay, those of you who are called to ministry. It's okay, servant in the local church. It's okay to have to be lowly. It's okay that you don't necessarily have the income someone else has. It's okay, missionary, that you don't have the status someone else has. It's okay if your children don't have to get everything everybody else. Somehow the world has entangled, 2 Timothy 2, has entangled Christian people by saying your children won't grow up to be normal if they have to do without. Then how come the generation that had to do without are the generation that took the gospel into the four corners of the world freely and suffered without complaining? How come the ones who grew up with nothing served God the most, and the ones who are growing up with nearly everything are not? Can I say a word to you, wives? You need to get right with God. You need to get right with God. You need to stop wanting everything everybody else wants. What is the difference between you and a lost wife and mother? But I want it for my children. That's not right. Food, clothing, yeah. But God never in His book said that childhood is the time to spoil people. In fact, He said you're supposed to bear the yoke in your youth. Chores, discipline, schoolwork, chores, discipline, schoolwork. Time off? A couple times a year for an hour or two. Chores, discipline, schoolwork. You know what I mean, don't you? All right, quickly, verse 20. Verse 20. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Before it's too late. Notice the pride and haughtiness. If you're not careful, you'll think you deserve it. If you're not careful, you'll think God owes it to you. Number two, best to stay low. But number three, believe God enough to do wisely now. Believe God enough to do wisely now. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The two go together. The Lord Jesus said, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And the old black preacher said, we need two serpents to a dove. You need to be wise. Wise. Discretion takes faith. Discretion, Bible discretion, crucifies the flesh. Beware of thinking that getting your way and achieving it. Ladies, please listen to me. It is not okay to take on an attitude and a posture and a vocabulary and a spirit just to get things done because the world is tougher now. It's not. Doesn't mean that you just let everybody run over you and stuff it. That's the other extreme. But you are not to be like the world. And beware of that. The world has become a violent place even in its dealings with one another. You know what the old joke is? To a man with a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Okay? And fellas, discretion is the better part of valor. How come David, with his life threatened, would turn and walk away and leave the man alive to threaten his life? But we today think that every little thing we're to encounter it with violence. You say, well, I've got a proof. The thing to prove is that you're following God. Now, I'm as ready as anybody to defend somebody and help them. I'm as ready as anybody to get involved. Trust me. But I know what my Lord taught. We were discussing the other day. Someone said, the Lord Jesus said, buy a sword. Yeah, he did. He said, buy a sword. And his disciples said, we have two. And he said, that's enough. Well, that means out of that whole crowd there, they had two. Okay. So how come we forget that other part of the verse? In other words, they didn't say, we've got a war chest here, Lord. What's the point? Don't take me out of context. What's the point? The point is, believe God enough to do wisely. You're not going to believe God enough to do wisely if you listen to this modern, even the conservative generation. You're not going to. They're not following the Bible. They're just not as far gone as the other people. You know what you do in martial arts? You know what you do in fighting? You know what you do in boxing? You use one hand so you can hit them with the other hand. And that's all the devil does. He uses the left to be able to manipulate the right. He uses the right to manipulate the left. And he takes mankind and he manipulates them. He's the God, small G-O-D of this world. And that's how he works. That's not for us. Before it's too late, nip that pride in the bud. Nip that haughty spirit in the bud. You teach those boys and those girls to quit thinking it's all about them. And that strut and those clothing they wear. It's best to stay low. Just stay low. Do the menial tasks. Take the low approach, even as preachers. And then believe God enough to do wisely.